Hello, this is Kara. Oh my God, I am here. Girl, girl, girl. It has been a long time since I hit the BTR circuit. Oh my God, they changed like everything. I guess technology advanced here or something. anyway. Yes, this is Kara, and I did my show, Strange Days Indeed Radio, which was paranormal, psychic, da-da-da-da. A lot of the old people know, and my friends, my mom died in 2012, and then I had my baby in 2013. So life has been about mostly my family. I do take intuitive sessions with people from time to time, but for the most part I've been, you know, kind of family oriented for a while now and just writing a ton. But finally I'm at this point where it's like I can come back, I can get out there again. So welcome back to me. I keep hearing like the Pee Wee Playhouse little jingle in my head, and I'll have to get a copy of that. I love Pee Wee. Have you seen the Pee Wee on Broadway? That is awesome. Pee Wee Broadway, Amazon, hello. Well, anyway, what am I going to talk about today? Well, first of all, I put my kids back in school. And so I only have a short opportunity to start my show today. And I didn't think I would start it today. Being a typical triple Virgo, I'm like, I need my mic, I need this, I need that. But you know what? It doesn't get done unless you do it. So here I am showing up. Yeah, it's been a crazy 2017, lots of action going on. But what I wanted to talk about today is kind of like some animal intuition experiences I've had and maybe experiences you've had. I always pay attention to the animals around me and what their meaning happens to be. I'm a big kitty person, but I'm getting a doggy. Oh my God. More about that later. But anyway, so my backyard and my yard is devoted to Savasisi, who really didn't pal around with animals, but he's known to be the saint of animals. And there is this dog that was missing in the neighborhood. And of course, anytime a pet is missing, I do ask St. Francis, like, please, you know, watch over the little guy. Well, it had been 11 days. It was 11 p.m. at night. And I was listening to Stephen King's It on Audible and trying to break through a level of Candy Crush I had been on for a month. And all of a sudden, I see something that is like a cat, but it's not, because cats usually come up to me for, like, food or stare me down or something. But this little guy, he just walks past me, and he looks like Snoopy, and he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. So, of course, I called out his name. I knew 100% this has to be the dog. And he went running. My backyard's pretty big. No bragging, right? And he went under a hole, and I'm like, darn it, do I have to call these people? What if I give them false hope? It's gonna suck. I hate giving people false hope. I really hate it. Like, when it backfires in your face, like, hey, I found your purse, and when they come to get it, it's so 11 o'clock at night, and I was like, well, I need to call them. But who would answer the phone at 11 o'clock? I don't. Like, if I don't know your name, you're going to voicemail. And if I do know your name, you're probably going to voicemail too. So I called them up, extremely nervous. It was a guy who answered the phone, and that just made it more weird because I imagined he probably had a girlfriend next to him. And I was like, yeah, I'm just sitting here listening to Stephen King. Well, you know what? That doesn't matter. Yeah, I saw your dog. Your dog's right here. So skipping through a lot of details, they wound up in my backyard. I didn't know they only lived four houses down. I had this idea that they were on the other side of the neighborhood. So they were already there, and I got my loudmouth out of the backyard, and they were able to get their little doggy back, and their dog had been gone for 11 days, lost 11 pounds. And I said, you just better than Candy Crush and Stephen King and me being stuck on that level. But yeah, it was amazing. It was a miracle. A lot of my friends have had really hard times this year, and just have that beautiful moment of, yes, yes, something went right. Yes, it was incredible. It really was. And I need a new friend, so that is awesome. Yeah, but a friend, I recently bought something online, and the lady sent me a message with the necklace and said, you know, I was selling my stuff for my pet, and my pet ended up passing away. So I am writing her a letter because my cat, Miss Percy Nugglesworth, she is almost 16. She's been with me since 2002, and I call her my miracle baby, but she's been with me since I lived in Colorado, since I was young, and she's just been there for everything. And she's my little Yoda cat. She looks like Yoda, like, and so wise. And her voice comes off of Cartman. But the week before, I thought she was going to pass away. And I know her time is coming to an end. Like, I get it. And she was in a lot of pain that night, and I was concerned. So I tried to comfort her, and I said, you know, thank you for everything you've done, and it's okay to go. You can go. And her little meows were, like, so silent. Like, she has this thing where she opens her mouth to meow, but like Yoda, she doesn't meow. Like, why exert that energy? Yeah, so she opened up her mouth, and every time I talked to her, she, you know, talked back to understand. And I said, well, listen, honey, so just, you know, make yourself comfortable. If it's still bad in the morning and you're still here, I'll help you take care of it. Otherwise, if you're good in the morning, please be really chipper. So the next day she was really chipper. So I have a little more time with her. But I do know that, you know, our contract of being BFF is going to transition. Not oblivious to that. So, but I do believe that we do have sacred contracts with our animals, in that our animals in our life, they teach us lessons, and they're there for a reason. And I actually have a belief that after one of your pets passes away, you usually get one within, you know, at least a couple of months, if you're open to it. And I say this, I know a lot of people, they have their dog pass away or their kitty, and they're like, never again, never again. That's not what I say to my cat. I'm like, you know what? When you cross Rainbow Bridge, come back into a rocking kitty body and, like, let's do this again. Case in point, when my cat Mushy Ball passed away, she was very loud. She was a beautiful cat. And I said, come back in a rocking kitty body. And 2 months later, the feral cat dropped off her kittens. And then there was this ginger cat named Pumpkin. And, well, we named him Pumpkin. So now he's this big 17-pound baby. He's 2 years old, but yet they get you out, baby. And I'm like, no! The funny thing is, Mushy Ball spent, like, her final year a lot in the garage. And whenever the garage is open, he gets scared as heck. Like, he's just done for. And he starts running around. I also have this thing where I'll look at some of my animals, and I'll call them by the names of my childhood cats. Like, I'll just say, hey, Taffy. And I'm like, oh, no, don't. You're not Taffy, you're Fergie. So, yeah, I just wanted to get back on here today. No real plan, not fully awake, but my kids were out, and I was like, you know what? What is the one thing I need to do that I can't do when they're here? Yeah, radio shows and video casting. So here I am. Well, I am Kara Marie, and just call me Kara, yo. And I do intuitive readings. I am in astrology school to polish that thing up. And I am working on finishing my first book. So if you want a reading from me, I have some great deals on an hour session, which is $77. Oh my God, that's so cool. StrangeDaysIndeedRadio@gmail.com. That's StrangeDaysIndeedRadio@gmail.com. And I am all about the love, the light, the Yoda force, the God force, and us being caring and loving to each other in this huge time of transition on this little planet. But just remember, we're in a universe of multiverse and a bunch of different dimensions. We can work this out. All right. Well, have a beautiful day. I hope you enjoyed my chitty chitty chat. And yeah, next time I'll be more practiced. But this is just me saying welcome back and hello and say hi. All right. Shout out. Have a beautiful one. Bye.